Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a really intriguing stock in the biotech space, SELLAS Life Sciences Group, ticker SLS. If you've been following the market, you might have noticed this stock making some serious waves lately, with a massive 260% gain over the past year. So let's unpack what's driving this momentum, analyze their financials, and figure out if this is a potential gem for your portfolio. Stick around. And don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock breakdowns. All right, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. SELLAS Life Sciences is a late-stage biopharmaceutical company based in New York, focusing on novel cancer immunotherapies. They're working on some cutting-edge treatments, particularly for cancers like acute myeloid leukemia, or AML, and other tough-to-treat conditions. Their lead candidate, Gelinpepimut-S, or GPS, is in a pivotal phase 3 trial right now, which could be a game changer if successful. We'll talk more about that soon, but for now, just know this is a small cap stock with a market cap of around $353 million, and it's definitely a high risk, high reward play. Let's zoom in on who SELLAS really is. Founded in 2012, they're a lean operation with just 15 full-time employees, led by CEO Angelo Sturgiu. Their mission is all about developing therapies that harness the immune system to fight cancer, which is a hot area in biotech right now. Their pipeline includes GPS, which targets a protein called WT1, often overexpressed in cancer cells, and another candidate, SLS09, showing promise in preclinical studies for AML. They're operating in the highly competitive biotechnology industry within the broader healthcare sector, and their work could potentially address unmet needs in oncology. But as with any clinical stage biotech, the road to commercialization is long and full of hurdles. Now let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. Here's the thing with SELLAS, they're still pre-revenue in terms of product sales. Looking at their financials for 2025, they reported zero revenue, which isn't surprising for a company at this stage. Their focus is on R&D, not selling drugs just yet. Historically, they've had some licensing or collaboration revenue. Back in 2022, they pulled in $1 million, and in 2021, it was $7.6 million. But right now, their income statement is all about investment in clinical trials rather than generating consistent cash flow from operations. This is typical for biotechs, but it means they're burning cash, and we'll get into that soon. Moving over to their earnings, let's break down the key takeaways from their recent results. For the full year 2025, SELLAS reported a net loss of about $26.9 million, which translates to an earnings per share of negative 25 cents. Compare that to 2024, where the loss was deeper at $30.9 million, or negative 50 cents per share. Losses are narrowing slightly, which is a positive sign, but they're still far from profitability. Their operating expenses are driven heavily by research and development as they push their clinical programs forward, especially the pivotal phase 3 REGAL trial for GPS in AML. The bottom line? They're investing heavily in their future, but there's no immediate path to positive earnings. Let's dig deeper into their financial statements to get a clearer picture of their health. On the balance sheet for 2024, SELLAS had cash and cash equivalents of about $13.9 million, with total current assets at $16.3 million. That's a decent runway for a small biotech, especially since their current liabilities are around $9.5 million, giving them a solid current ratio of over 10. However, their total stockholders' equity sits at $9.5 million, and they've got accumulated losses of over $248 million. That's a red flag for long-term sustainability if they can't raise more capital or get a drug to market. Looking at cash flow, they burned through $35.4 million in operating activities in 2024, though they did raise $46.8 million through financing activities, likely via stock offerings. They're keeping the lights on, but dilution is a real concern for existing shareholders. Now let's talk valuation. With a current stock price of $3.35 and a market cap of $353 million, SELLAS is trading at a high multiple relative to its fundamentals, mainly because there are no sales or earnings to base traditional metrics on. Their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful since they're in the red, and their enterprise value is around $551 million when you factor in debt and cash. For a biotech like this, valuation often hinges on pipeline potential rather than current financials. If their phase 3 trial for GPS succeeds, the stock could skyrocket. But if it fails, the downside is steep. Analysts seem optimistic, with a recent Zacks rank upgrade to buy, reflecting confidence in future earnings potential. Still, this is speculative territory, so tread carefully. All right, let's break down Cellus through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, their pipeline is promising, especially GPS in a late-stage trial for AML, a disease with significant unmet need. Recent preclinical data for SLS-009 also shows potential in lowering cancer cell survival thresholds, which is exciting. On the weaknesses side, they've got no revenue and persistent losses, with a history of dilution to fund operations. That's a big risk for investors. For opportunities, a successful trial outcome could lead to partnerships or even acquisition by a larger pharma player, and the cancer immunotherapy market is growing fast. But threats loom large. Clinical trial failures are common in biotech, and they face stiff competition from other firms developing similar therapies. Plus, any delays or regulatory setbacks could tank the stock. It's a high-stakes game. Let's take a look at how Cellus has been performing in the market recently. Over the past week, the stock is up 16.6%, which is solid, but zoom out to the past month, and it's down nearly 4%. The real story is in the longer term. Over the past 3 months, SLS has surged 150%, and over 6 months, it's up 124%. Year over year, we're talking a staggering 216% gain. That kind of momentum is eye-catching, but it also screams volatility. Their beta of 2.5 confirms they move much more aggressively than the broader market. Looking at the chart, there's clear upward momentum, but I'd be cautious about chasing at these levels. Biotech pops can reverse fast on bad news. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on trial updates as catalysts. Now, let's try to pin down an intrinsic value for Cellus. Since this is a clinical-stage biotech with no revenue or earnings, traditional discounted cash flow models are tricky to apply. Their value is almost entirely tied to the potential success of their pipeline, particularly the GPS trial. Instead of a concrete number, think of this as a binary outcome. Success could mean a multi-billion-dollar valuation if they get FDA approval and a drug to market. Failure, though, could drop them to pennies on the dollar. So, without a reliable DCF or comparable model to lean on, I'd say the intrinsic value here is speculative at best. It's more about the probability of clinical success than any hard financial metric right now. If you're a risk taker, you might see the current $335 price as a bargain compared to potential upside. But for conservative investors, there's just too much uncertainty to assign a fair value with confidence. All right, folks, let's wrap this up. Cellus Life Sciences is a fascinating play in the biotech space, with a lot of upside potential tied to their cancer immunotherapy pipeline. Their phase 3 trial for GPS could be a massive catalyst, and recent stock performance shows the market is pricing in some optimism. However, the risks are just as big. No revenue, ongoing losses, and the ever-present threat of clinical failure. For me, this is a speculative stock best suited for those with a high risk tolerance. If you're intrigued, maybe consider a small position and watch for trial updates. What do you think? Would you take a chance on SLS, or is it too risky for your portfolio? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.